Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I got my own complaint.
Basketball doesn't work that way.
Let me tell you something. This guy is a ball player.
He cannot be that guy.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. 49ers take care of Tennessee, but the Warriors are regressing, it feels like. Here's where I'm at, and I know we got a lot of calls about Steve Kerr. If you were to ask me, Steiny, what's the biggest issue? What's a bigger issue with the Warriors? Their roster / roster construction or coaching? It's roster construction to me. They're 13-14. What could they be if things clicked? 15-12? Maybe 16-11? Maybe. But their personnel is not elite. It just isn't anymore. And so I think we're fighting in the margins about Steve Kerr, because I don't think this is a team that should be 17-10 right now.
Okay. And that's where we disagree, and I still haven't shaken the losses to Milwaukee.
You disagree with that?
Yeah, I do. And when you have Steph Curry playing at this level, when he does play, and you got Jimmy Butler making almost 60 damn million, and you got Draymond Green talking to every microphone like he's DPOY, like he was third last year in voting, I got expectations. And the tour continues of the Warriors, when healthy, losing to teams without their star. Like, that's what really doesn't sit right with me. And when you got a front line of Post, Guy Santos, and TJD, Steiny, you ain't scaring nobody. But I can't be mad at the guys because they're trying their hardest. But here's another dollar. I'm getting to the point, I'm so real with my pain. This Jonathan Kuminga situation is personal. It's not basketball related. Thank you. It's personal, and I don't like that. Don't let feelings get in the way. The dude should be playing. We need him. And if he stinks just like all the other others, just sit his ass out. But to say we think our chances are better without him, that's negligence. So it's personal. Somebody just come say that, and then I'll be okay. But we're not good enough.
I don't necessarily
We're not
think
good enough without him to see what's behind door number one.
Well,
I don't think they're good enough.
Well, dude, if you end up, and I know you don't want this, I kind of put you in a bad spot, but the one thing that really truly breaks me, I used to have acne back in the day, Sonny, but the one thing that truly breaks me out, basketball zits, is when you say this team can remain healthy and not make the postseason. I thought you were like seriously, Rick Barry crazy. This is crazy. But right now, like, they're not going to get any taller, right?
Nope.
But this is why I'm banging the drum of, well, you got a player you're not playing. And he's one guy. And I can't defend how he's played, but he needs his chances. That's where I'm at.
Yeah, I mean, the Kuminga thing has been.
I love Kuminga.
Yeah, I do too.
This is worse than it's ever been, right? And this is going right when you're going to try to flip him if you're going to try to sell something.
Who's going to coach the team if Steve Kerr isn't the coach this year?
That'll be up to Joe Lacob. They'll find it. It could be anybody. We could be shocked. It could be another Steve Kerr who had no coaching experience and shocked the world and ended up being, you know, on my top five coaches of all time.
Let's go to Jan in Mountain View.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Jan, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine. How are the two of you?
Not Hanging that in. Well, Jan. I'm not doing well. You know why.
Yeah. Well, I'll get to the point. Until those three start doing their due diligence, and I'm not talking about Curry, confounded, they've been having leads going into the fourth quarter, and that's when Kerr needs to switch things around. And for heaven's sakes, I don't think Green should be starting. He should be coming off the bench. And if you want, you know, if you want production or something, until those three are off, and I'm sorry, but Curry is in this. Until, you know, the salaries are off this team, you're not going to get any better. I'm sorry. And you're not going to get Giannis. And you've got to be able to communicate and figure it out. And they keep saying, oh, yeah, we'll figure it out. Well, Butler, what do I see him do? We're down a couple. I'll just cause a foul. You know, shoot the ball. What the heck's he doing out there? Is he just moving around and, you know, trying to get fouls to get points? I mean, you've got a good salary. You've got one of the top salaries on that team, and you should be shooting the ball and getting production from him. And I agree with Guru. It's Draymond and Jimmy that are causing the setback for Curry. And until you get other players, you know, to buy in and they clean up their act, you're not going anywhere. I'm sorry, but I feel sorry for Curry. And for heaven's sakes, Curry, you need to play Will Richard and the other guy.
Kuminga?
Spencer.
Oh, Spencey. Yeah. Spencey. Thanks,
and
Jan.
Kuminga.
All right. Thanks, Jan. Appreciate the call. I'm glad he came around, Goo.
I'm losing it.
Well, that's Jan from Mountain View saying, Jimmy, are you just out? He's in his comfort zone. I think that's what's on why it's on. You know what? You know what I mean? Like, you got to put your, you know what this team is hemorrhaging from. The best outside shooter on your team is also the best dude to go to the rack. And Pat Spencer second. Like, that's not good, man.
The Warriors have two of the highest paid five players in basketball. Steph Curry and Jimmy Butler.
And only one
They're
is
in the top
earning their money.
Five.
Damn. And only one's
so one
earning
guy's
their
been
money.
Hurt, and the other guy hasn't played up to his potential. And there you got it. And there's the other thing. Like, you got two guys making $110 million between them. How can you get them help? They don't have money. They don't have room. They don't have players that it seems other teams are coveting. I don't know what the answer is right now, but the thing that concerns me is that there's probably not going to be an answer for another month. So how do you get through the next month?
Well, they got to figure it out. Wow. This record? Wow.
Let's go to Jay in San Francisco. Hey, Jay. How's it going, man?
I'm good. Good. How are you guys doing?
Doing well.
So I completely agree with Guru on this. I mean, Steve Kerr, I don't understand how you pay a guy like Kuminga and you pay him and you don't play him and you don't play the guy. We're not in a place where we let the guy sit. We're losing games when he's not playing. Remember last week when Pat Spencer came in, we were 2-1. We're playing all the young guys. Remember that? I mean, I was on a high. We were all on a high, right? Yesterday, we're playing a young team. Steve Kerr doesn't play any of the young guys. We're playing all the old geezers out there. Like, these are the teams that we struggle with. The Portland Trailblazers of the world. We got to play our young guys. And then if Jimmy Butler's not scoring the ball, Steve Kerr needs to have a conversation. Hey, man, you got to take 17, 20 shots a game. That's what we need. We're paying you $110 million a year. You need to score more.
Mm.
This is this is a coaching problem. I completely agree with Gu on this. But that's my take, guys.
All right, I'm with you.
I watched the Warrior game this season, and something's got to give at the coaching level.
Thank you, Jay. All right, he's got the issue being coaching.
Can you ask me?
I've got it being more of a personnel slash roster.
All right, but can you?
It's not a great roster.
Ask me what my biggest concern right now at 10:57 on a Monday morning is concerning the Warriors.
What's your biggest concern?
Steve Kerr, tap dance around it. Gregory Hines. But who's going to really have that uncomfortable conversation with Draymond to the callers, Jimmy, about, hey, what you're doing, we see it. But, man, we need to up what you're doing. Because he's already told us he might pop off or things could pop off and you might need to duck if you come at him wrong. So they never checked Draymond. That was about off the court stuff because he gives you everything. But I feel like Jimmy Butler is cruising like Smokey Robinson. And that was the first inkling we ever got that Steve Kerr said, and he put the onus on me, on himself. I got to feel. No, Jim, who's going to tell Jimmy, we need you to do more.
And I'll say it for the 8 millionth time. Don't tell Jimmy Butler how to play.
It's time, though. It's time.
He won't respond. Like, this is who he is. This is clearly some of the frustration about Jimmy Butler that teams have had in the past. And now I think we're seeing that. He's a good player. He's a really good player, but he's not been impactful. Not to the degree that he has last year.
No, it's not even close.
So, you know, they got to figure out how they can get more consistency out of Green and Butler. I mean, Draymond Green,
go ahead.
I don't.
Has the ball in his hands, not going to do anything with it most nights, and now you're turning it over and you have the ball in your hands most nights? That's a recipe for disaster.
Let's go to Dane in Santa Cruz. Hey, Dane, how you doing?
You know, all things considered, I'm doing pretty good. guys, I'm sorry, but this is a plain and simple problem that anybody with two eyeballs can see. Just take a look at the stat sheet. Mm. See our roster, how it's constructed. I do, to some degree, agree with Steiny. We have a roster constructed. But here's the thing. You don't take the glut of guards that we have and you play them most minutes. Look at the roster. Look at the minutes played. Who played the most minutes? Okay, our three main guys, and then a bunch of guards. And I'm sorry, but Kerr's love affair with Brandon Pajemski and Buddy Hield, it was wore out last season. And the season before that with Pajemski. Brandon Pajemski, he doesn't even come off the bench in some of these other teams. Okay, this is 100% favoritism, and we're wasting. We are absolutely wasting Curry's effort and production. And sadly, Curry can't see it because he's been tied to this coach for the better part of the past couple of decades. But this is the reality, okay? The roster construction, 100%. We need to move off of some of these guards. I, for one, would say get Pods and Buddy out of here. Buddy's inconsistent. We call him Buddy Bricks. Pods, he dribbles too much, and the ball sticks in his hand, both of their hands. I think that if we can go get some really athletic wings and guys that are defense first minded, the offense will come. I completely disagree with anybody out here that's saying, oh, it's just an offensive production. You know what happens when you can't play defense and guys are blowing past our guards?
Mm.
It deflates any offensive effort. It's deflating completely. When we get stops, that energizes the offensive end. Curry is going to get hurt again. I'm telling you, mark my words. Mark my words. Look at Gee, energy guy, gets rebounds. Kerr plays him 6 minutes the last two games. What happened to Will Richard? DMP, two games. We got the best shooter percentage-wise in the league in Seth Curry, and he DMPs him on a night when supposedly, according to Bob Fitzgerald, we have a shooting problem. We can't hit the broadside of a barn.
Well, that wasn't.
Okay, and it's no. It's.
Go ahead, finish up, Dane. No, go ahead, finish.
No, and I just want to say, like, the shooting isn't a problem. Last night we were exactly about the same percentage wise. Like, we were efficient last night from the three line.
Yeah.
Okay. But the problem starts on the defensive end, and Kerr, like, he actually did a good job. He came out with a big lineup to start, and I disagree with anybody that says that Trayce Jackson-Davis and Quentin Post aren't defensively imposing. They alter. Look, freaking Quentin Post is third right now, all time defense.
All right, Dane, appreciate the call. We got a lot of other guys to get on. I mean, I still come back to the main issue. And real quick, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. I just feel like, you know, the Warriors over the last 2 or 3 years, we know what their strategy's been. It's to, try to get five for Steph, get veterans in here. I feel like they try to put a roster together dependent on playing around Steph and Draymond and Butler. And I don't know if the players aren't the right guys. I don't know if the players aren't experienced enough. They're not consistent enough. And now the older guys aren't consistent like they used to be. And we're getting a lot of different kinds of performances. And we've got a team that's inconsistent. And that's why you're 13 and 14. But I agree. Like, last night, you shot 50% from the field, 50% from three-point range. You made your free throws, and you lost the game. Like, you couldn't stop anybody.
Yeah, you're up 10.
They had two guys with 35.
Yeah.
I mean,
you're up five with 2.5 minutes left.
And the other sign of a team that's, to me, not a great team is if it's something different that's getting you beat night in and night out. And I feel like that's where they are. Turnovers hurt them one night. Last night, their defense was absolutely awful.
Point of attack was non-existent.
Sometimes they don't make threes. Sometimes they do. But they're constantly overwhelmed on the interior. And I don't know what Steve Kerr can do to help this team's interior issues. Let's go to Drew in Sunnyvale. Hey, Drew, how you doing?
Hey guys, how's it going?
Hey Drew, how you doing?
Tough day. I mean, like, it comes down to this, and Steiny, I tend to agree with you here. Is the Warriors are not big enough, they're not fast enough, and they're not athletic enough, and the team in the National Basketball Association that exemplifies that the most is Portland. That's why they've beaten us three times already this year. And, you know, there's been a lot of talk about Kuminga, and I don't think that he should or should not be playing more. But, like, how, and dude, this is a question I have for you. How good of an athlete is Kuminga actually? Right, when compared to the Trailblazers roster, right? I'm just looking out there in the roster, right? Danny Avdia is a better athlete than Jonathan Kuminga. Tumani Kamara is a better athlete than Jonathan Kuminga. Shaedon Sharpe is a better athlete than Jonathan Kuminga. Chris Murray is a better athlete than Jonathan Kuminga. So really, like, and they use their athleticism it translates to basketball. It translates to making buckets, right? And that's where it comes. If Jonathan Kuminga is your best athlete, where are you really as a team? Like, how do you even, like, come close to competing?
But listen, real quick, not to interrupt you, but I think you're doing the wrong exercise. He's your best athlete, and I get what you're saying. He's your best athlete, so how dare he be a zero? That's all I'm getting at.
And that's fair, but it's one thing to be your best athlete and then dribble the ball out of bounds.
I got that. You can't defend
and
that.
You're not beating your guy up. Yeah, you can't. You're not beating your guy at the dribble. You're settling for the mid-range in clear one-on-one situations. And so that's where I'm at with him. And yeah, I mean, this team has a bunch of questions. And coming back to Jimmy and what you said, this has been the story of Jimmy Butler from his time in Miami. Man. Why were the Miami Heat always a play-in team? Why were they always a play-in team? In the East, they were a play-in team. Why? Because Jimmy Butler would coast through the regular season. This is who he is. This is what he does. This team can't really afford it. And, I mean, you get to the playoffs, you'll see Jimmy. You'll see playoff Jimmy. But until then, you got to figure out a way to win regular season games with just Jimmy. This is how it is.
Yeah. Thanks, Drew. Appreciate the call. How do you describe coast? Because if it's coasting, that means it ain't age, and I'll take that all day, every day.
Well, you have to, because that's what he's done his whole career. I mean, that's a little harsh, but you can't deny that that's part of Jimmy Butler's reputation.
Like when you keep, and you've been beating this drum, goo, what can Kerr do? You can't get taller. You can't jump higher. When I look at this roster, there's one guy that I feel like can do more, and that's Jimmy Butler. Who's going to tell him?
Well, on good nights, not every night.
Yeah, but who's going to tell him?
He can't do it every night anymore. Like, I think that's obvious.
Well, who can, really?
Well,
you know.
Well, the greatest players in the game can do it every night. Like Steph, when he plays. But the other thing is,
fire, man.
The other thing is, when we're talking about Steve Kerr and the Golden State Warriors, and, okay, so if you're in the Kerr needs to be fired or step down.
Yeah.
What?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The roster doesn't get better.
It's flying in the face of what you determined was going to be your strategy this year. Like, if I had a nickel for every time somebody said, well, Steph and Draymond and Butler, Kerr's got to coach this team because maybe Steph doesn't want a new coach or Draymond doesn't want a new coach. And so for years now, you've just built... You've tried to, you know, supplement those three guys. They're not as good as they are anymore. The players that you've got supplementing them, there's not a star among them. And I'm not sure how they're going to get stronger as the season rolls on.
Right. And then when I question the one move you did make this offseason, bringing in Al Horford, I get told, oh, goo, don't even worry about it. It's just like a great classic bottle of wine. It's in the wine cellar for the playoffs. And now I'm like, I don't know if the playoffs are a sure shot. So don't tell me it's been excuse city. You know, it's been excuse city, the schedule. We'll get practice time. And now we got this thing popping off with no Kuminga at all, which is ridiculous for this team. And now Al Horford's been up net zero with the sciatica, him not playing back-to-backs. It just...
Well, that's Dunleavy.
You know...
Horford's got to be Dunleavy.
And the roster construction is Mike D, too.
Yeah. Right.
Man, Steiny.
You can't, like... To me, the way I think of Kerr... And how he combines with the three old guys. I mean, this is what was signed up for. And if it's fallen apart, then the question is, what are we going to do? But again, we ain't doing anything for a month. because we can't.
Yeah, but we got one dude right now in a straitjacket to where he's just maybe he plays Thursday against Phoenix. I don't know, but
who?
Kuminga.
Okay, I mean, Kuminga's they got much bigger problems than a guy who's not playing.
But we're looking for help, and on a good night, right, he can give us some help.
Like this is. You know,
no, what are you saying?
I'm saying Kuminga's not the answer. He's never been, and he's not going to be. Like, he's just, like, the idea that give Kuminga some rope, and he will be a great player on this team, and they will start winning. It's like,
nobody said great. I'm saying help.
Well.
Thank you, Steve. Help. I get you.
Bottom line, he has not made himself so valuable that they must play him. He just hasn't.
Well, they keep turning in 120-point performances each night, and now you look at the home record, 7-4 through 11. I mean, okay, I'm telling you, man.
They're not very good right now. Is Steph Curry, like...
He's playing at MVP level when he's out there.
But he won't qualify for the award because he won't play enough games at this rate. So that's what I mean. I'm not here to take shots at Steph, but the way I look at it is if he's missed 9 games, as unfair as it might be, that means 9 games where he just didn't help. He didn't play. And so I get he didn't play poorly, but you got to have him. And
he's got to have help.
Then he's playing and the other guys give him no support when he does play. By the way, Pods, if you think he's an issue, I'm not going to disagree with you. I just don't think last night was... He was harmless last night.
How about Friday?
I can't remember Friday. I just know that I didn't think they were going to win that game. It's a Monster Monday presented by Merit America. 888-957-9570 is the number. It is a Monster Monday presented by Merit America. Visit them at meritamerica.org/super. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. And that segment was also brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.